It's time, my friend. It's tabernacle time. Welcome to the radio broadcast of Mebane's Tabernacle Baptist Church, proclaiming the gospel of salvation through the shed blood of our Lord Jesus Christ since 1939. Tabernacle Baptist Church is independent, old-fashioned, and anchored on the immutable inerrant teachings of the infallible preserved Word of God. We exclusively use the authorized King James Version. This is the pastor of Tabernacle Baptist Church, Chip Salue. Tabernacle Baptist Church is located at 523 North Charles Street in Mebane, North Carolina. Our services begin this morning with Sunday school at 9:45. Our morning worship service and children's chapel is at 11. Our evening service is at 6 o'clock, and our Wednesday night prayer time and Bible study is at 7 o'clock. If you desire to know more about God's gift of salvation and how you can receive it, keep listening. If importunity has kept you from being in God's house today, we pray that you will find encouragement and strength. Have you got your Bible? It's time, my friend. It's tabernacle time. Thank you so much for joining us this morning on Tabernacle Time. What a blessing it is, and as always, a great privilege to be with you by means of radio to share with you what the Lord Jesus Christ did because of the love of God. Jesus died on the cross, shedding His blood, taking our place so that He might buy salvation for us if we accept Jesus Christ as our personal Savior. Today, we're going to be taking a look at Hebrews chapter number 8. That's Hebrews chapter number 8. But before we get into God's Word, let's listen to a song by evangelist Russell Bell. The name of the first song that he's going to sing for us is titled The Lighthouse.
There's a lighthouse on the hillside that overlooks life's sea. When I'm tossed, it sends out a light that I might see. And the light that shines in darkness now will safely lead me on. It wasn't for the lighthouse, my ship would be no more. And I thank God for the lighthouse. I owe my life to Him, for Jesus is a lighthouse, and from the rocks of sin has shone a light around me that I can clearly see. If it wasn't for the lighthouse, where would this ship be? Everybody that lives about us says, tear the lighthouse down. The ships don't sail this way anymore. As the use of it standing round, then my mind goes back to the stormy night when just in time I saw the light. Yes, the light from that old lighthouse that stands up on a hill. And I thank God for the lighthouse. I owe my life to Him, for Jesus is the lighthouse, and from the rocks of sin He has shone His light around me that I can clearly see. It wasn't for the lighthouse, where would my ship be?
The lighthouse. Here's what the Lord Jesus Christ said in John 8:12. Then spake Jesus again unto them, saying, I am the light of the world. He that followeth me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life. To hear what John had to say about the Lord Jesus Christ, we can go back to John chapter 1, as John writes under the inspiration of the Holy Spirit, saying, "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by Him, and without Him was not anything made that was made. In Him was life, and the life was the light of men. And the light shineth in darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not. There was a man sent from God whose name was John. The same came for a witness, to bear witness of the light, that all men through him might believe. He was not that light, but was sent to bear witness of that light. That was the true light which lighteth every man that cometh into the world. He was in the world, and the world was made by him, and the world knew him not. He came unto his own, and his own received him not. But as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name, which were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. And the Word was made flesh, and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. The Word is Jesus. Jesus is not only the light of the world, he is the life to mankind. He is not only proclaimed to be the light of the world here, but Jesus in John 8:12 says, "I am the light of the world." In John 14:6, he said, "I am the way, the truth, and the life." Jesus is the light of the world who brings everlasting life to mankind. And my friend, if you have not received the light of life through the Lord Jesus Christ, and you would like to have someone share with you what the Bible says about how you can receive Christ as Savior, please call me. I would count it an honor to be able to sit down with you in person or on the phone and share with you what God's Word has to say about how you can receive this gift of God, this gift of everlasting life, by receiving Jesus Christ as your Savior. My number is 919-563-6753. Come be with us in our services today. We start this morning with Sunday school at 9:45. Our morning worship service is at 11 o'clock. Our evening service is at 6 o'clock. And our Wednesday night prayer time and Bible study is at 7 o'clock. Please be with us in all of these services. And don't wait to Wednesday night to come be with us unless you're providentially hindered. But be with us here in Sunday school at 9:45 at Tabernacle Baptist Church, 523 North Charles Street in Mebane, North Carolina. We have a website that you can go to as well. The website is www.MebaneTabernacleBaptistChurch.com. Mebane is spelled M-E-B-A-N-E, and this is all one word, MebaneTabernacleBaptistChurch.com. There you'll find prior broadcasts of Tabernacle Time. You'll find sermons that have been preached at Tabernacle Baptist Church, and you will also find written material that will share with you this wonderful message of salvation that is proclaimed in God's Word and how you can receive it, and also written material that will share with you how you can start living for the Lord once you receive Jesus Christ as your personal Savior. We also have a YouTube channel. If you'll go to YouTube and type in the words Mebane's Tabernacle Baptist, and that's Mebane's with an apostrophe S, this will bring up all the videos that have been recorded at Tabernacle Baptist Church, and will also give you a link to our YouTube channel, Tabernacle Baptist. Now, just before we get into God's Word, we're going to be in Hebrews chapter 8 today. That's Hebrews chapter 8. Let's listen to another song by evangelist Russell Bell. The name of the second song that he's going to sing for us is titled, Jesus Stood Still.
I
as I sat along the highway in my rags of filth and shame. I heard a voice within the crowd who spoke the Savior's name. I felt the throne press round me, and I knew that He was near. So I cried aloud to Jesus Christ in hopes that He would hear. Jesus stood still, oh, and He heard my feeble cry. Jesus stood still, He refused to pass me by. He heard me when I cried and answered with the grace of love divine. Jesus stood still, and now salvation's mine. There were people all around me who told me to be still. They did not want Him bothered by one so poor, so ill. They said He was too busy with the ones who pressed His way. But I cried aloud to Jesus Christ, have mercy, hear I pray. There was silence on the highway, and a wonder in my soul, as He paused to have me brought to Him, the Spirit took control. I cast away my garments, I arose and came to Him, and He took away my blindness and forgave me all my sin. Jesus stood still, oh, and He heard my feeble cry. Jesus stood still, He refused to pass me by. He heard me when I cried and answered with the grace of love divine. Jesus stood still, and now salvation's mine.
This account in Mark chapter number 10 gives us the basis of the song, Jesus Stood Still. Here's what Mark records in Mark 10, starting with verse number 46. And they came to Jericho, and as He went out of Jericho with His disciples and a great number of people, blind Bartimaeus, the son of Timaeus, sat by the highway side begging. And when he heard that it was Jesus of Nazareth, he began to cry out and say, Jesus, Thou Son of David, have mercy on me. And many charged him that he should hold his peace. But he cried the more a great deal, Thou Son of David, have mercy on me. And Jesus stood still and commanded him to be called. And they called the blind man, saying unto him, Be of good comfort, rise, he calleth thee. And he, casting away his garment, rose and came to Jesus. And Jesus answered and said unto him, What wilt thou that I should do unto thee? The blind man said unto him, Lord, that I might receive my sight. And Jesus said unto him, Go thy way, thy faith hath made thee whole. And immediately he received his sight and followed Jesus in the way. Jesus stood still when blind Bartimaeus called. There were those that said, basically, don't trouble the master, lower your voice, he doesn't need to hear you. There are more important people that need to have the attention of the Lord Jesus Christ. But this did not stop blind Bartimaeus from saying, Jesus, thou son of David, have mercy on me. Jesus stood still and called blind Bartimaeus to him. Now, you notice here that the one thing that Bartimaeus did when he started to come to the Lord, he cast away his garment to come to Jesus. That garment was a marker that he was blind and a beggar. He cast away his garment because he was expecting something from the Lord. Now, my friend, if you're lost and you don't know Jesus as your personal Savior, I must remind you do not have to shout and holler or tear your clothes to get the attention of the Lord Jesus Christ. He is listening for the call of one who would accept him as Savior. If you want to lay aside your sin, confessing you're a sinner and repenting of your sin and asking Jesus to save you, Jesus waits for you to call on his name. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. If you are lost, Jesus is waiting for you to call on him, to admit that you're a sinner, repent of your sins, and turn to Jesus for salvation. Jesus talked about the faith of blind Bartimaeus that made him whole. It's your faith in the Lord Jesus Christ and calling on him for salvation that makes you whole. Here's what Paul said in Ephesians 2:8-9. For by grace are you saved. That's what Jesus did for you on the cross. Through faith, that's what you do in believing on him. And that not of yourselves, it is a gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. Let's listen to one more song by evangelist Russell Bell. The name of this last song that he's going to sing for us is titled, Born to Serve the Lord.
From the dust of the earth, God created man, his breath made man a living soul. And God so loved the world, he gave his only son. And that is why I love him so. Was made in his likeness, created in his image, for I was born to serve the Lord, and I can't deny him, I'll always walk beside him, for I was born to serve the Lord.
You say, preacher, isn't that a little bit prideful to say, I was born to serve the Lord? Let me remind you what Peter said under the inspiration of the Holy Spirit in 2 Peter 3:9. The Lord is not slack concerning his promise, as some men count slackness, but is long-suffering to usward, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. It is the will of the Heavenly Father that everyone come to salvation, and also following after the Lord after salvation. Listen to what Jesus says in Matthew chapter 20, starting with verse number 25. But Jesus called unto him and said, "You know that the princes of the Gentiles exercise dominion over them, and they that are great exercise authority upon them. But it shall not be so among you. But whosoever will be great among you, let him be your minister. And whosoever will be chief among you, let him be your servant. Even as the Son of Man came not to be ministered unto, but to minister, and to give his life a ransom for many." For all those who know the Lord Jesus Christ as Savior, whosoever will allow him to be Lord of their lives can be great in the kingdom of heaven. All have been called to follow after the Lord after salvation. The Bible teaches that we are not only called to salvation, but we are elected to serve the Lord. For everyone that accepts Christ as their personal Savior, it is God's will for you to follow after him in obedience. We are all set aside after we're saved to follow the Lord. We are elected to follow the Lord after salvation because that is what the Heavenly Father has elected for all his children to do, is to be obedient, to be the dear children of the Lord, to walk as children of light. This is what his will is for all that have accepted Christ as Savior. When I get saved, I am the called of God. When I am in his will, I am doing what God has elected me to do. I am the elect of God. So when we deal with our calling and election, the first and most important thing you need to make sure that is right is that you are born again. That is God's perfect will for every lost person. And after you're born again, you need to follow the Lord in obeying him. That is also what he wants you to do in this life after you're saved. The two important things, knowing Jesus as your Savior and then being obedient to his will, so that your calling is sure because you're saved and your election is sure because you're doing what God has elected you to do in his perfect will. So you were born to receive Christ as your Savior so that you could go to heaven. That's God's will for the lost. And once you're saved, it is God's will that you obey him and are submissive to his will to become a living sacrifice of body, mind, and spirit. In Hebrews chapter 8, I'd like to go back to verse number 10. "For this is the covenant that I will make with the house of Israel after those days, saith the Lord. I will put my laws into their mind and write them in their hearts, and I will be to them a God, and they shall be to me a people." Verse number 11, "And they shall not teach every man his neighbor and every man his brother, saying, Know the Lord, for all shall know me, from the least to the greatest. For I will be merciful to their righteousness, and their sins and their iniquities will I remember no more." Now, there will be a time that we will be in the kingdom of the Lord, and there will not be a need to preach about what Jesus has done for those that are lost so that they might receive Christ as Savior. The time that we have for sharing the gospel is now, because once we get into heaven, there's not going to be any lost people there. All that will be in heaven are those that know Jesus Christ as their Savior. There won't be any evangelistic services. The opportunity we have to serve the Lord is right now. That's why it's so important that we witness for the Lord now, because a time will come after we get to heaven that there will be no lost people with whom we can share the gospel. The opportunity to share the gospel is now. But there will be a time, as he's promised Israel, and he promises the church, that everyone that is there will know the Lord as their Savior. They will have the law written in their heart, and everything about them will be perfect because they've received their glorified body. I want you to see verse number 12, "For I will be merciful to their righteousness." What is he talking about there when he says, "And their sins and their iniquities will I remember no more"? Is this the writer saying you need to work your way to heaven? Oh, no, my friend. For the righteousness that he is talking about here is the righteousness that he has been talking about the last 8 chapters. The righteousness he's talking about is those who are sinners taking on the righteousness of Christ. For when we take on Christ's righteousness, as we accept him as personal Savior, we receive the mercy of God. In fact, as the psalmist said, "The mercy of God endureth forever." He's talking about those who receive salvation have the mercy of God. Our salvation is everlasting, and the mercy that God gives because we are saved is everlasting. "For I will be merciful to their righteousness, and their sins and their iniquities will I remember no more. In that, he saith, a new covenant he hath made the first old." Now that which decayeth and waxeth old is ready to vanish away. The old covenant, which is found in what we call the Old Testament, the animal sacrifices, the priests that came from the line of Aaron and the tribe of Levi, was not made to be permanent because the sacrifices were not perfect and the priests were not perfect. But there was a perfect sacrifice offered by a perfect priest. Jesus, the priest forever after the order of Melchizedek, offered himself as a perfect sacrifice for our salvation. My friend, if you do not know the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, confess that you're a sinner. Repent of your sins, and then ask Jesus to save you. He waits to save you. And if you are saved, please remember what Jesus did for you. Let your light so shine before men as you have received the light of the Lord Jesus Christ in salvation. Show your light in sanctification. Live for the Lord so that those that are lost might have opportunity to receive the one that you have received as your personal Savior. And if I can be a help to you, please call me. And join us next week as we tabernacle around God's holy word here on Tabernacle Time. Thank you once again for being a part of today's broadcast. Did you receive Christ as your Savior today? Did you get some help for your Christian walk today? We would count it an honor to hear from you. Our mailing address is Tabernacle Time, 523 North Charles Street, Mebane, North Carolina, 27302. Our phone number is 919-563-6753. You can also contact us through our website, www.mebanetabernaclebaptistchurch.com. Visit us in our services. We start this morning with 9:45 Sunday School, 11 o'clock morning worship service, and 6 o'clock evening service. Our Wednesday night prayer time and Bible study is at 7 o'clock. We would love to hear from you, but whether we hear from you or not, we would like for you to be a faithful member of our radio audience and be ready with your Bible the next time you hear these words, "It's time, my friend, it's tabernacle time."